We pulled a bit of reverse Lend-Lease over there and brought back a song that you seem to like. So here's Sergeant Johnny Desmond for a reprise of
Symphony. Symphony of love. Music from above. How does it start? You walk in. The song begins, singing violins start in my heart. Then you speak, the melody seems to rise. Then you sigh. It sighs and it softly dies. Symphony, sing to me. Then we kiss, and it's clear to me when you're near. You are my symphony. 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 Kiss your tête toujours dans mon cœur. Symphony, don't swat the printemps. C'est moi que j'entends. Depuis longtemps, then you speak, the melody seems to rise, then you sigh, it sighs and it softly dies. Symphony, sing to me. Then we kiss, and it's clear to me when you're near to me, you are my symphony.
And now, here is Lieutenant Colonel Frederick Brisson, Chief of Army Air Forces Radio, who has inspired and led the operation all the way. Colonel Brisson?
Winning the war took better men, better planes, and better weapons than our enemy could produce. But it also took words, millions of words, to explain an entirely new type of warfare to the men and women of America. Words to explain the new meaning of air power. But General of the Army H.H. Arnold has felt that in a people's war and a people's peace, the people must be fully informed of the mighty weapon they hold in their Army Air Forces. This has been our primary objective during the war and during the months of peace that have followed. Through our wartime radio mission, we were able to achieve our planned objectives. And as General Arnold has said, quote,
I have always regarded our Air Force radio broadcast as a strictly military operation whose objective of public understanding and support is just as vital as a mission in a theater of war. Now it enables us to write mission accomplished in the log of our radio programs.
Unquote. The necessity for all-out radio activity has passed. It is hoped that the vital stories and messages that were carried will continue to live in the consciousness of America as the AAF, symbol of America's air power, continues as a guardian of the peace and protector of the rights of liberty-loving nations throughout the world.
Thank you, Colonel Brisson.
Now for General of the Army H.H. Arnold, for the officers and men of the Army Air Forces, from Sergeant Jerry Gray and Major Glenn Miller's AAF Overseas Orchestra, the Air Corps Song.